Good morning. All right. Yeah, I think I need another coffee, huh? Good Monday morning, everybody, and thanks a lot for tuning in to the Tim in the Morning Show, where we're broadcasting out of the Creston Valley, 7:30 till 9 Pacific time. And, of course, I hope everybody had a great weekend out there. We certainly had a great weekend here. Our local hockey team won both of their games on the weekend, beating Golden 8-2 on Friday night, and then beating Sycamus Eagles on Saturday night 5-2. And of course, now that means we've got three hockey players staying at the house permanently now. We only had the third one as a temp. But he's permanently here now, and he's from Anchorage, Alaska, Mr. Colin, or Colton St. John. Yeah. All right, what do we have? It's kind of a weird-looking morning out there, although it's nice to see some blue sky after a weekend of rainy weather, and we do have a few clouds in the area. Currently only 10 degrees, though. Today is the very first day that the furnace kicked in this morning. Unbelievable. But we are on our way to 14. Yeah, pretty chilly. And they're calling for a 60% chance of showers this afternoon. And we're going down to 9 degrees tonight with another 60% chance of showers. Tomorrow, 60% chance of showers with a high of only 13. Wednesday, only a high of 12, but 30% chance of showers. Thursday, things start to turn around. We have a mix of sun and cloud, and it's going up to 60, and the same thing for Friday. And I've already looked at the long-range forecast. Things are looking mighty fine and sunny and warmer for next week. Jeez. Yeah, I can't believe it. Furnace, come on. Very first day of the fall season. All right, I think what we'll do is we'll start off with some Supertramp. I haven't played any Supertramp in ages, and this is probably one of the very first songs I ever heard from this band. This album came out in 1974 called Crime of the Century, and we're going to listen to a song called School right here on South Kootenai Radio.
you're coming along.
when we're laying on the beach. My friends and I listen to South Kootenai Radio.
There's Van Halen, Running with the Devil. That's from their very first album. That one came out in 1978. All right, it's 8 o'clock. Well, now it's 8:01, and we're going to take a short 4-minute, 30-second break here for a news update. Joe's just tapping his toe very impatiently. He's got some info he wants to give you. So we'll be back in a couple of minutes with some more great music right here on South Kootenai Radio.
It is September 23rd, and this is CBC News. I'm Joe Cummings. The violent mall siege continues in Nairobi, Kenya, but Kenyan security forces believe they have rescued most of the hostages and say they have killed at least two of the terrorists. Back on Saturday, more than a dozen armed militants stormed the shopping mall, taking hostages and killing more than 60 people. The CBC's Nalai Ed is just a block from the scene.
Just a short while ago, the Interior Minister spoke about what was going on here and said that the military was attempting to try to end the siege and that part of the explosions that we heard earlier in the gunfire was, in fact, the military trying to get into the mall, probably not their first attempt in the last 48 hours. What's resulted is this massive fire, billowing black smoke that we're watching here just a few hundred meters away from the mall. And it's not clear whether that was because of the explosion or another assertion that this was actually because of mattresses that were set on fire by the militants themselves, who are still, as far as we know, inside the mall. So there's still no sense of what, of this actually ending. There have been military vehicles coming in and out, but clearly there are still hostages inside and also attackers at this time. Nalaya, CBC News, Nairobi.
It's been confirmed now that two of the people killed in Nairobi are Canadian, one a Vancouver businessman, the other a member of the Canadian consular staff. Omar Khadr is expected to be in an Edmonton courtroom today as he applies to be transferred from a federal maximum security prison to a provincial facility. It will be his first public appearance since he was captured by American soldiers 11 years ago when he was just 15. The Toronto-born Khadr was transferred to Canada last September from Guantanamo Bay, where a U.S. military commission has given him an 8-year sentence for war crimes. Internal memos from the Harper government show that CN Rail is looking to ship Alberta oil to Prince Rupert, B.C. The memos were obtained by Greenpeace under the Access to Information Act and show that CN brought the idea to Ottawa back in March. The rail carrier is proposing to carry the same amount of oil that would be shipped through the proposed Northern Gateway pipeline. Now to Germany, where Chancellor Angela Merkel has won a third straight term in office. But her Christian Democrats didn't win a majority, so Merkel will have to piece together a coalition. In Berlin, here's the CBC's Margaret Evans.
Welcome to Merkel Country. Just one of the headlines touting Angela Merkel's victory at the polls last night. But with the morning dull and gray here in Berlin, there comes reality. Despite the huge vote of confidence for Merkel in the election results, she'll still have to form a coalition to govern effectively. The most obvious option for Merkel now is a so-called grand coalition with the opposition Social Democrats. They captured just over 25% of the vote, compared to Merkel's 41% plus. The two parties have shared power before in Merkel's first government, but times are different now, with the Eurozone debt crisis still looming large. Watching European nations will also wonder about the dynamic of a grand coalition and its likely impact on Germany's leadership within the European Union. Margaret Evans, CBC News, Berlin.
The best in American television has been honored for 2013.
And the Emmy goes to Breaking Bad.
This year's Emmy Awards were handed out last night in Los Angeles with AMC's Breaking Bad, as you heard there, being named Best Drama. For the fourth year in a row, Modern Family won for Best Comedy. And a notable Emmy-winning streak came to an end with The Colbert Report beating out its comedy rival The Daily Show in the variety series category. The Daily Show had won this Emmy the last 10 years in a row. And that is the CBC News. We broadcast live and podcast on our website, cbcnews.ca. You can hear us as well on Sirius XM Radio. We're at channel 169.
Yeah, okay, Joe, thanks very much. We'll fade you to black there as we got some tunes to play here on South Kootenai Radio. Currently, 10 degrees in the valley, with the winds from the south at 8 kilometers an hour, and we're going up to a high of 14 today. You won't need your suntan lotion, I'm sure. All right, time for some Beatles, Sgt. Pepper's, right here on South Kootenai Radio. All right, some great piano playing there by Elton John and Leon Russell from an album they put out in 2010 called The Union, and that particular song there was called Hey Ahab. And who was that gal on the background vocals there? Wow, could she belt it out? All right, it is 8:14. It's time for This Day in Rock and Roll History. Link Ray with our theme music for this segment here. We've got a few birthdays for you this morning. The very first one for September the 23rd, Ray Charles, born on this day in 1930. Our next, and of course, Ray Charles, he had a lot of great tunes, almost too many to mention. Our next one, 1943, Steve Boone was born, bass player for the Lovin' Spoonful. 1943, Julio Iglesias. Yeah, to all the girls I loved before. Yeah, sure, Julio. Yeah. 1947, Jerry Corbetta, vocals and keyboard for Sugarloaf. They had a big hit with a song called Green-Eyed Lady. 1949, The Boss was born on this day. That's right, Mr. Bruce Springsteen, and one of his big hits, Born in the USA. But let's not forget about the useless trivia throughout the years on September the 23rd. We're going to start in 1957, and that's when Buddy Holly and the Crickets scored their only U.S. number one hit with their first Billboard chart maker, That'll Be the Day. 1967, 16-year-old Alex Chilton led the Box Tops to the top of the Billboard Hot 100 with The Letter. The record would go on to sell over 4 million copies. As for the song, The Letter, it came back twice more on the Box Tops version. It was a top 20 hit for a group called The Arbors. Yeah, in 1969. But then, of course, Joe Cocker just went crazy with it in 1970. Yeah. So, I might play that version. Yeah, we know it'll be upbeat for sure. Also in 1967, The Doors' People Are Strange is released in the U.S., where it will reach number 12. And again in 1967... The Strawberry Alarm Clock perform Incense and Peppermints on the American Bandstand show, pushing it further up the U.S. charts on its way to number one. And one more story for 1967. The song To Sir With Love by Lulu from the film of the same name entered the Billboard Hot 100, where it'll eventually reach number one. The record wasn't promoted in Britain and didn't make the UK chart. Wow. Kind of funny seeing how that's where Lulu is from, isn't she? Yeah. 1980 is our next story, and that's when 35-year-old Bob Marley collapses on stage at Stanley Theater in Pittsburgh. He will be flown to the Sloan Kettering Hospital in New York, where he is diagnosed with a brain tumor and told he has just 1 month to live, although he will actually survive until next May. The rest of his tour is canceled. And, of course, in 2006, Neil Young was named Artist of the Year at the 5th Annual Americana Awards and Honors in Nashville, Tennessee. The 60-year-old singer-songwriter released his protest album, Living with War, earlier in the year. And boy, oh boy, when he went on tour with that particular album of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, there was some pretty nasty people in the crowd. They couldn't believe it. Half loved it, half absolutely hated it. So we'll actually play a couple of cuts on that for our artist highlight in about a half hour's time. But first, let's get on with this day in rock and roll history. We'll start things off with a little Ray Charles for you. Hallelujah, I Love Her So, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Comes up, she bring my coffee in my favorite cup. That's why I know, yes, I know. Hallelujah, I just love her so. When I'm in trouble and I have no friend, I know she'll go with me until the end. Everybody asks me how I know, I smile at them and say she told me so. That's why I know, oh, I know. Hallelujah, I just love her so. Now if I call her on the telephone and tell her that I'm all alone, by the time I count from one to four, I hear her on my door. In the evening when the sun goes down, when there is nobody else around, she kisses me and she holds me tight and tells me, Daddy, everything's all right. So I know, yes, I know. Hallelujah, I just love her so. Now if I call her on the telephone and tell her that I'm all alone, by the time I count from one to four, I hear her on my door. In the evening when the sun goes down, when there is nobody else around, she kisses me and she holds me tight and tells me that everything's alright. That's why I know, yes, I know. Hallelujah, I just love her.
Music that'll blow your hair back if you still have any on South Kootenai Radio.
sand. Green-eyed lady, ocean lady, child of nature, friend of
listening to South Kootenai Radio. There's lots of dancing in your chair.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down, when you're strange. Faces come out of the rain when you're strange. No one remembers your name when you're strange. When you're strange. When you're strange. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange.
Yeah.
All right, there's Joe Cocker there with the letter finishing up this day in rock and roll history. Of course, it was on this day in 1967 that 16-year-old Alex Chilton went to the top of the charts with that particular song. All right, before that we had The Doors, People Are Strange. That one was released on this day in the U.S. in 1967. And Bruce Springsteen, Hungry Heart. Bruce Springsteen celebrating a birthday today, born in 1949. And before that, we had Sugarloaf, Green-Eyed Lady. Vocal on keyboards for the band Sugarloaf. Jerry Corbetta, born on this day in 1947. And what else did we have? Love and Spoonful, Do You Believe in Magic? The bass player of the band, Steve Boone, celebrating a birthday from 1943, and of course Ray Charles starting things off with Hallelujah, I Love Her So. Ray Charles born on this day in 1930. Stay tuned again tomorrow at about 8:15. We'll have another installment of This Day in Rock and Roll History for you. And, yes, we should have a look at the weather across the country here right now. We like to do that after the rock history segment. Currently in the Creston Valley, we're sitting at, what is it here, 10 degrees? No, it's up to 11. Winds are from the south-southeast at 16 kilometers an hour. We're supposed to have a high of 14 degrees today. Now, over in Vancouver, they have some sunny breaks with some showers. Currently, 12 degrees. Yellowknife, sunny and 6. Calgary, a mix of sun and clouds, 11. Winnipeg, a mix of sun and cloud, 19. Toronto, a mix of sun and cloud, and 12. Halifax, cloudy and 17. And St. John's, Newfoundland, is cloudy and 19 degrees. All right, Joan Jett also had a birthday yesterday. She was born on this day in 1958, so I'm going to play one of her songs right now. And Joan Jett and the Blackhearts with I Love Rock and Roll right here on South Kootenai Radio.
About 17, big and strong, playing my favorite song, and I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me, yeah, me, and I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me, yeah, me. His name, that don't matter, he said, 'cause it's all the same. So can I take you home where we can be alone? The next we're moving on, he was with me, yeah, me. Next we're moving on, he was with me.
Okay, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts here with I Love Rock and Roll. Joan Jett celebrating a birthday yesterday, born in 1958. All right, it is quarter to the hour. It is time for our album highlight, and today we are going to feature the music and album by Neil Young, Living with War. This particular album came out in 2006, right when George W. Bush's approval rating was down to the low 30%. So it's quite a timely album. They're just songs written for what's going on in that day in history. And it deliberately echoes the rush release of Ohio in the wake of the Kent State shootings. And Neil Young bashed out his 2006 protest record, Living with War, in a matter of days, sometimes recording songs the day they were written, and then seized the opportunities of the digital age by streaming. Oh, I gotta get going. We got someone at the door.
Yeah.
If you're a fun sucker, South Kootenai Radio is not for you.
Yeah.